We now do indeed have Andrew Nembhard nice enough to take some time with us via the Mower Shop and Fishers hotline and the mowershop.com. Andrew, how are you today?
I'm good. I appreciate you guys having me on.
No problem. Thanks for making the time with us. Andrew, just off the bat, being a part of the Rising Stars Challenge, that's a very exciting for a rookie to be a part of, a nice milestone on that just goal of a season. Your initial reaction when you found out that you were going to be a part of All-Star Weekend in Salt Lake City?
Man, I was super excited. Super excited just being a second-round pick, you know, coming into the season. We didn't really have too much expectations on what the season was going to look like and how much playing time I would get and what my role would be. So just super excited that the Pacers gave me this opportunity to kind of just get better throughout the year and show what I could do.
Andrew, the way that you've played all season since you were drafted by the Pacers 31st overall, and you mentioned you didn't know exactly what would happen to this point, and of course, some magical things have happened for you and this team already, some fantastic moments from your shot, the buzzer beater to win it, but with all of that being said, did you ever feel any pressure? Is that a big reason of why you've been able to perform well, just because you've been able to kind of take a deep breath and just do what you do with no pressure?
Yeah, definitely. I think that was something coming into the season. Like, it was all positive for me as a second-round pick. Whatever I do is looked at as a positive. So I definitely felt like I had nothing to really lose and just had to go out and play hard and just compete and do whatever the team needed to do to win. So definitely felt like I had not much pressure on me coming into the season.
Andrew, I know it's just your rookie season, so you can't really speak on how different NBA locker rooms can be, but all the reports and everything that we hear from you guys and your teammates is just what a brotherhood it is, what just a great collection of just chemistry and just really good vibes all around within that locker room. How imperative has that been to your development here? Maybe not necessarily ahead of schedule, but just help you speedline that process as a rookie?
Yeah, like you said, I can't really talk about other places or like other experiences, but I think it's been huge for me. We have a lot of good vets who are just put others before themselves, who just helped me kind of ease my way in, make me feel comfortable, give me pointers, just get on me when I'm kind of playing bad or whatever. So they made it really easy on me. I think the coaching staff has also made it really easy on me, just slowly working myself into the team and slowly growing my role them showing to me how much confidence they got.
Andrew, you mentioned the coaching staff and the impact they've had on you. You had a chance to play for one of the best all time in college in Mark Few, obviously, at Gonzaga, but now getting to play for Rick Carlisle. As a rookie, what were your expectations for having Rick as a coach, and how have they transpired now about halfway through?
Yeah, I honestly didn't have too many expectations. Didn't really be, obviously, I knew the name Rick Carlisle, but didn't really know too much about him. But after working with him, just I think like we're similar to the point where we just like guys that like to get stuff done. We kind of no bullshit guys, and I love working with him. He's got a good confidence about himself. He knows what he's doing, obviously, and he just breeds his confidence into players.
Andrew Nembhard, nice enough to take some time with us via the Mower Shop and Fishers hotline at mowershop.com. He'll be a part of the 2023 All-Star Jordan Rising Stars games that on February 17th, All-Star Weekend in Salt Lake City. Andrew, I don't know if you know this, but it's the fourth consecutive year that Gonzaga is going to be represented in this game. And you're going to join the likes of Jalen Suggs, Brandon Clark, Rui Hachimura, Domantas Sabonis, Kelly Olynyk, and Adam Morrison to participate in this event. Any love from fellow Zags teammates or from Coach Few on the announcement? Or have you talked to any former Zags?
Yeah, definitely got some love from former Zags, and Coach Few hit me up last night. Just congratulating me. Those guys are super happy for me and love to see what I'm doing, and just want me to keep going, keep getting better.
Andrew, got to ask about your experience being back in Indianapolis, calling it your home now, because of course, back in the 2021 NCAA tournament, Jimmy and I were sitting here in the studio pretty much all day, every day watching those ball games, and you pretty much called Indianapolis home for a month straight. And you know, it's kind of cool that you got to play in the Sweet 16 at Hinkle Fieldhouse. Butler's my alma mater, but my question is, what's the experience like having all that time in Indy? And you probably didn't even get to know or enjoy the city at that point, but now getting drafted, calling this home and being able to explore a place that you were in for about a month a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird situation because we're in Indy, but I really just stayed in that one hotel the whole month. So honestly wouldn't even count it as being in Indy for the month. I was in that hotel. But it's kind of a crazy experience to just be back here, not really knowing where I would go on draft night. And honestly, it's been the best thing for me. I love Indy. I love the organization, the people here. And they've made my job easy.
Andrew, what were the memories of that tournament, specifically getting to play in the environments like a Lucas Oil Stadium as a college guy? And then more so, what was your angle of the Jalen Suggs half-court shot? What comes to mind?
Yeah, that was a super exciting tournament. There's nothing like the NCAA tournament, knockout rounds, big fan bases. And that shot especially was just a crazy moment. Tight game with UCLA. I'm not sure. I think he went to overtime, and yeah. The bank off the half court shot. Man, that's a memorable shot that will go down for a little while.
Andrew, obviously we want to get back to Pacers, but since Brendan took us down this line, I have a question too, because that tournament fascinated us, especially because it was contested during the pandemic, and especially because you guys were having to deal, like you said, in isolation throughout those games. What was the most unique or the most weirdest story that you have from just that whole process of having to keep your mindset focused on the games at hand? I'm sure Coach Few obviously led you guys where you needed to go, but what was that process like off the court during that tournament?
Yeah, I think I don't know if it was weird, just like the odd thing we were doing. Like, we really never left the hotel. And like, later in the tournament, when there was less teams, that kind of let us go over across the street into the baseball diamond. It felt like we were just getting like our recess time or something. So that was a different experience for sure.
Man, that's unbelievable. And before we do get back to the Pacers, Andrew, your brother Ryan doing great things at Creighton right now. And as mentioned, Creighton was the team that you guys beat in the Sweet 16 at Hinkle. And I was at the Butler-Creighton game not too long ago. Seems like Ryan's doing really well. How happy are you for him and what he's got coming for him in his college basketball career?
Oh, I'm super happy for my brother. Obviously, I feel like I'm one of his number one supporters. I get more nervous for his games than I get for myself. So. Love to see what they're doing. They got a good young squad over there. Coach McDermott knows what he's doing. And I think they're only going to keep getting better and better this year. I think they had a little rough stretch early on, but I think they're still a top 25 team when the season comes to an end.
Andrew, who's the first person that you talked to, or who's the first person that reached out and called you not with the Pacers when you found out you were going to be headed to Salt Lake?
Oh, it was my parents. They called me and they're just congratulating and happy for me. We're just talking about, like, who would have thought this would have happened, a year ago. We're just happy, just soaking in the moment.
In that same vein, have you talked to anybody about – I mean, you've probably watched All-Star Weekends like Brendan and I have as well over the years, but have you talked to anybody about what to expect? I mean, I know you're focused on – there's still games to be played with the Pacers before All-Star Weekend, but have you gotten a pulse from anybody about what it's going to be like?
I haven't talked to anybody specifically who was in the game. I probably will in the next day or so. But I've heard from just like front office people, everybody. This is just a super exciting experience, kind of like a celebration in extent. So I'm just going to enjoy it, enjoy that week off and just celebrate kind of what we've been doing this season.
Andrew Nembhard, Pacers guard, our guest on the hotline, brought to you by the Mower Shop and Fishers and themowershop.com. Andrew, you've played a lot of basketball, youth, high school, college, now into your pro season. But has it sunk in for you yet when you're getting on the floor and, for example, on Thursday, you're going to play LeBron James again or you've matched up with Steph Curry? Does playing the likes of those names, has that sunk in for you yet, or is that something you hit the floor and it's not even something you think about?
Yeah, I think, honestly, at this point in the season, it's kind of getting to the point where it's sunk in and I'm feeling comfortable, and it's almost like another night out hooping. I'm just trying to come out and compete no matter who's on the court and just bring what I got to the table. So I definitely felt that early in the season, though, seeing guys like I've been watching for the past 10, 15 years and admire their game, and seeing them for the first time on the court was definitely a surreal moment. But at this point, we're just hooping.
Andrew, we talked a little bit earlier about the chemistry of the locker room and just the brotherhood you guys have formed, but in particular, a lot of praise has been given to Kevin Pritchard with this rookie class and how impressive you guys have been. How much more special or are you looking forward to having your rookie running mate in Benedict Mathurin out there with you in Salt Lake City?
I'm super excited. Me and Ben got real close over this year, and just having him as a fellow Canadian too, just seeing like kind of how we can keep pushing that game to, forward in Canada is cool. And we're just going to have fun with it, you know, and enjoy that weekend.
Yeah, Andrew, I did want to ask you about your heritage, being from Aurora, Ontario. I have some family in London, actually. So how did basketball become the sport that you ultimately chose? I know you moved down to Florida, but how big of a factor was basketball in your youth, and did you play anything else growing up in Ontario?
Yeah, basketball is huge for me. Just like my pops has always been a coach even before I was born. Like he was just coaching kind of like local leagues and stuff like that. So he put me into the game. Most of my family's honestly hockey fans and hockey
love it.
Players. So I grew up watching hockey and playing soccer. We don't really have too much football going on up there, but I was playing a bunch of sports. And kind of when I got closer to high school, I decided I wanted to take basketball a little more serious and just focus on that. That's what I started doing.
I only had two more questions on my end. Andrew Nemhart, nice enough to take some time with us via the Mower Shop and Fishers hotline and themowershop.com. Obviously, we've yet to officially seen when Tyrese is going to get back, but Coach Carlisle mentioned during media availability earlier today that he's hopeful he's going to be available on Thursday. Whenever he gets back, how nice will that be to have Tyrese back in the lineup and back in the fold with you guys?
Oh, it'd be super nice. I mean, everybody's seen what he's been doing this year and how much he means to our team as just a vocal leader and a leader on the court when he's there. And I think our team was flowing really well when he was in the game, guys in their roles. And I think hopefully we can bring that back and kind of get some momentum going.
And the last thing on my front, 3-point shootout slam dunk contest. Which is your favorite of all the – I know it's on Saturday night, but of all the – Saturday night all-star festivities and the main events they have out there?
I'd probably say depends on the year, but most of the time it's a dunk contest for me that I like. You know, gotta have some good dudes in there, though. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I always appreciate that perspective in general because everybody talks about with the league switching to 3-point shooting, should that be the main event or should it not? But yeah, I still like the dunk contest just as well. Right there with you. BK, yeah. You got anything on that front?
I mean, but obviously, if you get like a JJ, Steph, like those guys, old school 3-point contests, those got pretty fire.
I agree. If you have a top 5-10 guys in the 3-point contest, it's going to be exciting. If Steph's in it, it's definitely going to be exciting.
Andrew, it's been a lot of fun to watch to this point. Congratulations again on headed out to All-Star Weekend. Well-deserved for you, and looking forward to how things unfold the rest of the way.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Thanks, Andrew.
That's Andrew Nemhart, guard for the Pacers, headed to the All-Star Jordan Rising Stars game on Friday, February 17th. That's in Salt Lake City.